Topic 22. The United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland.
What are the British Isles?
The British Isles are formed out of the two major islands of Great Britain and Ireland and more than 5,000 small ones. The Isles are washed off by the North Sea in the north and east, by the Irish Sea and the Atlantic Ocean in the west. In the south, England and France are divided by the La Mancha Channel. What is the United Kingdom?
England, Scotland, and Wales, Great Britain, together with Northern Ireland, form the country officially known as the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, or simply the United Kingdom, or UK. What smaller islands are there?
The islands off northern Scotland include the Shetlands, the Orkneys, and the Hebrides. The Isle of Anglesey off the northwest coast of Wales, the Isle of Wight off the southern coast of England, the Isles of Arran and Bute close to the estuary of the Clyde in Scotland, Achill and the Aran Islands off the western coast of Ireland, the Isles of Scilly off the English Cornwall Peninsula, and many more little islands. The Channel Islands are the only part of the UK where French is spoken, and they include the Isles of Jersey, Guernsey, and Alderney, although they are geographically closer to France. In English, there is a geographical term, British Isles, and an official political name, British Islands, that includes the United Kingdom, the Isles of Man, Guernsey, and Jersey. Located in the middle of the Irish Sea, the Isle of Man is one of the most important British Isles. What is the total area and geographical division of the United Kingdom? What are the biggest river and lake in Great Britain?
Its area is about 244,755,000 square miles. The island of Great Britain can be divided into two regions, Lowland Britain and Highland Britain. Lowland Britain covers infantile rocks of the Midland, southern and eastern England, while Highland Britain comprises Scotland, Wales, the Pyrenees, which are called the backbone of England. There are the Cumbrians in the northern part and the Lake District, consisting mainly of very old Rocky Mountains and hilly regions. The highest peak, Ben Nevis, 1,343 meters, is a part of the Scottish Highlands. In the Grampians, and the highest mountain in Wales is Snowdon, 1,085 meters. The longest river is the Severn, and the longest lake is Loch Fyne, which is situated in Scotland and penetrates more than 40 miles inland. The biggest British lake is Loch Neagh in Northern Ireland. Other rivers of the British Islands are the Thames, the Avon, the Cam, the Tyne, the Humber, and the Trent. What is the climate in Britain like?
The climate in the UK is influenced by the Gulf Stream, so it is quite warm in England, but it rains fairly often. The climate is mild and humid, with average temperature ranging from 4 degrees Celsius in winter to 16 degrees Celsius in summer. For tourists, the summer is the best season, with longer daylight and generally fine weather. Not too hot for traveling, 23 to 25 degrees Celsius. March, April, May, and June are considered to be the driest months of the year. What are counties?
The United Kingdom is divided into areas called counties. There are 39 of them in England, 34 in Scotland, 13 in Wales, and 6 counties are to be found in Northern Ireland. The United Kingdom does not include the Isle of Man and the Channel Islands. These are direct dependencies of the British Crown, maintaining their own legislative, monetary, and taxation systems. Each have their own parliaments and a governor, appointed by the Crown. What is the British Commonwealth of Nations?
The British Commonwealth of Nations is a voluntary association of Great Britain and its former colonies in Europe, Asia, Africa, and America, for example, Malta, India, Malaysia. It was founded in 1931 and has 49 members. The Queen of England is the formal head in 17 dominions, for example, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. What political system is there in Britain?
Great Britain is a constitutional monarchy, with the Queen Elizabeth II as the head of state. She is also the supreme commander of the armed forces and follows the advice of the cabinet. The British Parliament is one of the oldest in the world. In Northern Ireland, the sovereign is represented by a governor. What does the British Parliament consist of, and who are the members of the cabinet?
The Parliament includes the sovereign, the House of Lords, which is the upper house, with hereditary members and lifetime peers, archbishops and bishops, and the lower house is called House of Commons, with 650 elected and paid members, MPs. The main role of the upper house is to adopt laws, and Lord Chancellor is its head. General election, in which members of the lower house are elected, are held every 5 years. The party that wins the majority of the seats in Parliament forms a government, while the one that comes in second is the main opposition party and forms the shadow cabinet. Ministries, or secretaries in the UK, are appointed by the Queen, and the cabinet is made once she has discussed this with the Prime Minister. The cabinet is responsible to the Parliament. What is the Scottish Parliament like?
In 1999, Scotland elected its new National Assembly. This is the first time in 300 years that Scotland has had its own parliament. Based in Edinburgh, it is responsible for most aspects of life in Scotland. What are the symbols of the country?
The British national flag is called Union Jack, and it is a combination of St. George's Cross, symbolizing England, St. Andrew's Cross, Scotland, and St. Patrick's Cross, Ireland. First, it was only a diagonal white cross on a blue background. In 1801, as Ireland joined the UK, a red diagonal cross was added. Wales and Northern Ireland have their own flags. The national anthem is God Save the Queen. St. George is the patron saint of England. What religion do the British follow?
The British are mostly Protestant. It was Henry VIII who split from the Roman Catholic Church in 1543 and established the Church of England in order to divorce his first wife, Catherine of Aragon. Since then, the kings or queens of England have been crowned by the Archbishops of Canterbury as the official heads of the church. The Church of England has two provinces, Canterbury and York. Priests of the Anglican Church are allowed to get married. And since 1987, also women can serve as priests. The Presbyterian Church of Scotland was established by John Knox, using ideas of the French reformer Calvin. The leader of the Catholic Church in Britain is the Cardinal Archbishop of Westminster. The red brick Westminster Cathedral is his seat. What important international organizations has the UK joined?
The UK is a member of NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, UNESCO, and the European Union, although with the latter the membership is different as compared to other members of the EU. They keep driving on the left, they use their original currency, and use old measuring units: pints, miles, yards, pounds, inches, feet, stones, etc. Do you know any English legends?
There are many legends, for example, about King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, or a more modern one about Robin Hood. Robin was an outlaw who robbed from the rich and gave to the poor. What do you know about the inhabitants of the UK?
The original inhabitants were the Celts, and there are remnants of their language in Welsh and Scottish and Irish Gaelic. Nowadays, there are the English, the Welsh, the Scots, and the Irish. The official language is English, but many people in Wales and Scotland are bilingual. What do you know about early British history?
The country was occupied about 3,000 years ago by the Celts. In 55 BC, the Romans came to Britain. They built roads and forts throughout the land, for example, Hadrian's Wall, against the invasion of Celtic tribes. They brought Christianity to Britain. They called the country Britannia. In the 5th century, the German tribes of the Angles, Saxons, and Jutes came and settled in the south and east and pushed the Celts into the mountains of Wales and Scotland. The Saxons gave the name to Sussex, Wessex, and Essex, and the Angles to England. What do you know about the Battle of Hastings?
One of the most important kings was William the Conqueror, Duke of Normandy, reigned 1066 to 1087, who defeated King Harold in the Battle of Hastings. However, the crowning ceremony of 25th of December 1066, held in the Westminster Abbey, failed to give him full control of the whole country. These Normans were actually French-speaking Germans who brought a new language and new words into politics, cuisine, law, culture, etc. What happened in the Middle Ages?
In 1215, King John signed the Magna Carta. In the 13th century, the parliamentary system developed. Between 1338 and 1453, there was the Hundred Years' War against France. The War of Roses was a civil war between the House of Lancaster, Red Rose, and the House of York, White Rose, from 1455 to 1485. What do you know about Henry VIII?
The other famous sovereign is Henry VIII, reigned 1509 to 1547, who was 17 when he became king. He had 6 wives. His first one, Catherine of Aragon, provided him with a daughter, Mary, but no male heir. 5 subsequent marriages produced 2 children, Elizabeth, who became an outstanding Queen of England, and Edward. What do you know about Mary I?
Mary I reigned from 1553 to 1558 and was the first queen regnant, that is, a queen reigning in her own right rather than a queen through marriage to a king. Courageous and stubborn, her character was molded by her earlier years. An act of Parliament in 1533 had declared her illegitimate and removed her from the succession to the throne. She wanted to get married and have children in order to have a Catholic heir to the throne who would complete her reforms and exclude her half-sister Elizabeth from direct heirship. Her decision to marry the Spanish King Philip was unpopular and failed to bring her what she had hoped for. When she died, it was her sister Elizabeth who became queen. What do you know about Elizabeth I?
Elizabeth I, the Virgin Queen, reigned 1558 to 1603. Daughter of Henry VIII and Anne Boleyn, she refused to get married or name her successor, as marriage could have created foreign alliance difficulties. Her rightful heir was her cousin, Mary, Queen of Scots. In 1588, Britain defeated the Spanish Armada, and Sir Walter Raleigh founded the first English colony in North America, called it Virginia in honor of the Queen. And also the Elizabethan Age is called after her. Elizabeth died in 1603, still refusing to name her successor. What events happened in modern British history?
In 1603, the Scottish King, James VI, became King James I of England, and both countries were linked. From 1642 to 1649, there was a civil war, and Oliver Cromwell declared England a republic, having King Charles executed. The Stuart monarchy was restored in 1660, but in 1688, after the Glorious Revolution, the sovereignty of Parliament was confirmed. What was Queen Victoria like?
Another queen who had the whole period of reign named after her was Victoria, ruled from 1837 to 1901. She became queen at the age of 18. In the beginning, she was much influenced by the Prime Minister, Lord Melbourne. She had a happy marriage with 9 children, and her husband, Prince Albert, the Prince Consort, also had much influence on her. Following his death in 1861, she withdrew from social activities, although she still exercised her duties of the Queen, focusing more on international affairs, sometimes assuming the role of a mediator in political conflicts. Since 1586, the sovereign has awarded the Victoria Cross, the highest award for courage. In her lifetime, Victoria had come to symbolize the continuous and stable nature of Great Britain. During her long rule, 1837 to 1901, which was longer than that of any other English or British sovereign, Queen Victoria made some African and Asian regions part of her empire. In 1921, Ireland declared independence. What is the British economy like? What British industrial towns do you know? And which part of Britain is agricultural?
Britain lives by manufacture and trade. Its agriculture provides only half the food it needs, and apart from coal and low-grade iron ore, some timber, hides and skins, and building materials, it has few natural resources. The other half of its food and most of the traditional raw materials for its industries have to be imported and paid for mainly by exports of manufacturers and by its net earnings from overseas investment, shipping, tourism, and a variety of commercial and financial services. Manchester is famous for cotton goods and corduroy cloth production. In Glasgow, there are shipyards, and Coventry is famous for the car industry, Jaguars. Another industrial town is Liverpool. The southern part of England is called Green Country. There are meadows, orchards, and vineyards. People grow cattle and sheep there.